Good evening, Om Shanti. It's a pleasure and an honor to introduce Brother Surya. As his name is Surya, which means sun, he constantly gives light to the world and sustains us Brahmin family. He has come in Gyan in 1964 at the age of 14, and by 1968 he surrendered his life to Baba. As you can see, his features reveal the future, and plus his vibrations and his dharana and his drishti makes people belong to God. He has authored many books and lot of articles in Gyan, Amrit and World Renewal. His favorite topics are on concentration, easiness. He lives currently in Gyan Sarovar and experiments with all these topics. He's very easily approachable. You can go and meet him anytime you want. I access him very easily. Whenever I come, I say hello to him, and he's very friendly. He has met Brahma Baba, and he has received many blessings from Bap Dada, and he constantly showers to all of us as well. So whenever you get a chance, you must go up to him and chat up with him and have some kind of a family feeling. He gives truly a family feeling because he serves in the kitchen. He's in charge of all the three campuses and all the food that is cooked. He gives drishti to it, and we are becoming powerful through the Brahma Bhojan as well. And he currently also serves, he also does media service and his programs like Samadhan, which means embodiment of solutions. He brings about a lot of solutions to in people's life, a lot of basic problems that people face. He gives very easy solutions to through media, that is Peace of Mind Television. His overall, as you look at him, he's a very, very intoxicated brother, always in lost in love of God. And all these titles that I'm sharing, all that, it just one fits in one word. He's a master, almighty authority, I should say. He's, as you can see, his face is, you know, all the time sending vibrations of master, almighty authority, and he blesses and he shares this blessing with everybody. So today's topic is on Madhyaji Bhav. He has indeed inculcated Madhyaji Bhav. He's able to sustain that, and this is part of it, and you can experience that Madhyaji Bhav through this class. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We had been deities for 2,500 years. Do you believe it? Believe it? So all sanskaras of deities are here into our brain as well as intellect. Intellect and brain both work together. Whatever is there in our intellect, it is also there in subtle waves for into our brain. Mind affects brain and intellect both. So all divinities, entire deityism, godliness is here into our brain. We have to awaken that. Very important thing, everyone must understand. All qualities of entire kalpa, which we had any time, are here into our brain and intellect now. We have to awaken them, we have to activate them, then easily our life will become divine. You might have heard always the intoxication of Brahma Baba specifically. I share you one of his beautiful experience which Dadi Janki used to share in front of us, that once at 3 o'clock afternoon, history hall, you have seen, Dadi's room was there behind history hall. There are four rooms. So once Dadi Janki at 3 o'clock was going to her room. What he saw? A wonderful thing. In history hall, Brahma Baba was alone and was dancing. You may believe, in the age of 90, I think, 90 or 91, he was dancing there. So Dadi thought to hide herself, but Baba looked at her, Bachchi, Baba's words, Bachchi, come. She asked Baba, what you were doing here? Answer of Baba, I had extreme happiness and intoxication in my mind that I am going to become Krishna. World Emperor Sri Narayan. So I was dancing out of that joy. It could be seen through his face. So Brahma Baba, not one day, always had this intoxication of his future achievements. Therefore, all qualities of future came into his present life. Easiest method to imbibe all qualities, divine virtues into our life is to remain in self-respect and in the intoxication of our future status. We all are going to become great deities, not ordinary deities, great. Owner of heaven, master of heaven, king and queens of heaven. We must be intoxicated of that. Baba says always, we all listen God's word. I have come down to give you your lost in kingdom of heaven. You had been the kingdom, king of golden age, heaven. You lost that. I have come again to provide you the same kingdom. So let us sit for 1-2 minutes. And keep silent and visualize your future status, future form, very divine form. Red light karne wale ho to kare bhai. Divine form. Just please, 2 minutes in deep silence. How I was like. See yourself in the form of King of Heaven, sitting on the throne with double crown. This was me. Om Shanti. To this practice, Baba uses one word all the time, Be Swadarshan Chakradhari. You know this word. Spin Swadarshan Chakra in your mind. So it is not just to repeat. It is just to enjoy that, to feel that. where I was before coming in this world. I was in sweet silence home. Go there with me now. I was there in sweet silence home, where there is deep silence. Feel that silence. When I came down, I was in heaven, in my perfect form, full of all virtues, completely viceless, pure life, divine life, gold-like body, gold-like soul, full in everything, health, wealth, happiness, peace, prosperity, everything was there. Feel that I came now, taking birth, rebirth, came in Koparej. In Koparej, we did not come all of a sudden down. We had been king again, king of different countries. Up to the end of Silver Age, there was only one Bharat, the world. But after that, as soon as Copper Age was begun, it was divided into different nations, and we all great souls had been kings, the masters of that land. Even in Kali Yuga, we became the king and queen of small states, not very small, big states. So we are hero actor of this world. After Koparej, we had been worshipped in the temple, came at the end. We had never thought, even we have never thought that God will come down in such a beautiful form. He will become my father, teacher, Sadguru. We all will become His family. We will come so close to Him. He will awaken our fortune. He will give us everything. We had never even thought it into our dreams. See, what a wonderful thing happened to us. At the end of the cycle, we are in front of God. We can meet Him anytime. We can talk to Him anytime. We can enjoy His company. We can experience His love. And now again, we have to go back to our home. Feel it. You can give to yourself 5 to 10 minutes. Not only just visualization, but thoughts. Create elevated thoughts. And you will see your sanskaras will change immediately. Within no time, you will feel within 6 months or 1 hour, 1 year, you will feel everything has become easy for me. Sanskaras are becoming divine. Purity has become my nature. Purity will become natural life. So this is called, in other words, remember your five forms. Five forms. So this is how we have to be intoxicated of our future. This is called Madhya Jibhav. Intoxication of the future. Now think, what will be there when we are in golden age? What will be there in our practical life? Full virtuous life. I would remind you, 5 divine qualities, only 5 divine virtues. One is contentment. That is, are fully content. We Brahmins also have to become completely content souls. Many murlis of Vyak Baba gave about contentment. You are the stars of contentment. A content soul He spread light in entire world. Such wonderful, beautiful words. Having achieved God, if you are not contact, when else or where else or what you will achieve to get contentment in your life? You achieve God, the highest achievement, His love. Second thing, His entire knowledge. We must be intoxicated of our knowledge. Many scholars in the world, I know about India, they are searching for the truth. Because in India, there are many scriptures of knowledge. And people, scholars, they are searching, this is truth or not, this is truth or not, this is truth or this is truth. But they could not reach to the truth. So truth Himself came down to us. And clarified, this is the truth. Truth has become light for our life. So let us be intoxicated of this knowledge. Knowledge is not a small thing, a great thing. On achieving this knowledge, we are content soul. We achieve everything. We need not to make a research, where is mukti? How one can achieve mukti is clear in front of us, and we are sure that after leaving this body, directly we will go to mukti. So knowledge, it gave us light. So darkness of our mind, brain and intellect removed forever. We came into light. And when we are lightful, we go to the light of knowledge, our life must become light, easy. Easy life is the sign of a knowledgeable soul. If we don't enjoy our life, if we don't have balance in our life, if we are running after worldly achievements, we need to get more knowledge. Still, we are not full in knowledge. We have not become knowledgeable soul. So now is the time when we need to become fully content. Important thing. Ask yourself and remind yourself. I would say, give this powerful thought to yourself. Oh Baba, on achieving you, I am fully content. I need nothing from this world. Give this thought to yourself in a minute. I am fully content. Jewel of contentment. The subject of contentment is also a very wide and subtle subject. This dharana is not so easy as we understand it. Contentment means if you are doing great service of Baba. Do service and surrender it to Baba. No expectations in return of your service. This is a beautiful stage of a yogi. This is the sign of spirituality in our life. In Hindi, we use one word. It's Sanskrit word, niskam. No expectations, beyond expectations. If people are appreciating you a lot, if you got name and fame in Brahmin family in the world, still surrender it to Baba. It's Baba who make me capable for this. It's Baba who gave me everything to give to the world. So no I-ness. The subtle dharana of our life related to contentment is renunciation of I-ness. This I-ness is causing many disturbances in human life. It is causing disturbance in Baba's service. Be fully content. So always practice those things which Baba is speaking in his Murli every day. Every day is Murli, Sakar Murli. Is that divine guideline for our life. We need not to think anything else. Baba is giving so many yuktis, different methods of yoga tapasya, of dharana. If we follow them, our life will become an example for the world. So, go beyond expectations of name and fame. Second dharana. So you have to churn and check yourself how much contentment came into my life. Or still, I have so many desires and so many expectations from others. Second important dharana, egolessness. For me, I share you experience right from the beginning. This was important teaching of Baba in his Murli. You have to get rid of ego. So, firstly, two things I noticed from Baba. Shiva Baba. First I speak about Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba. Number one soul in this world. Next to God, we can say to him, he was most intellectual. He has got divine intellect. No one got such intellect as Baba had in his life. Second thing, his renunciation was remarkable. No one can renounce everything like him. His surrender, it was an example for the world. We have to follow him. And fourthly, his tapasya. He was a great tapasvi. Intensive tapasya he did in his life. He was never careless. He was never lazy. Always active, alert. Keeping his great aim in his mind. He was so great. People were running behind him. But he was egoless. He used to live in this big family. His father and all are my children. A father must give love to everyone. He was father. Practically he was father. Not just for saying. He was practically father. Same feeling for everyone. Those among you who are mother and father locally, you know. What are the feelings in your mind for your children? More than 100 times feelings, same feelings were there in the mind of Brahma Baba. But completely egoless. So it attracted me very much. I remember always one scene. Garden in Madhuban where Baba's hut is there. Now there is no garden. But at the time of Brahma Baba, there was beautiful garden, flowers, grapes. There was no meditation hall at that time, big place. Baba's hut was very simple, not like this hut, very simple hut. It was 6:30 evening. Baba was sitting in his hut. It was 68, June 68. And I was just walking there, Baba's room and that road. And how should I describe? such deep silence was there, just as a great, great tapasvi is meditating here, was meditating there, his peaceful vibrations were spreading everywhere. There was deep silence. The same silence we all noticed, if you are old in Gyan, when Avyakt Baba used to come down in Shantivan or in Om Shantivan, how much deep silence was there. Same deep silence I experienced, I noticed in 68 because of the tapasya of Brahma Baba. But egoless. So I learnt it from him. Secondly, I thought, Shiv Baba, who is the highest on high, supreme God, full in knowledge, ocean of knowledge, he knows everything, all powerful, he can do everything like this, but completely egoless. When he used to come down, he also used to sit in his family, not being a God. When he came, used to come down, he was not God, but our father. Loving father, sweet father, mother. This was a wonderful experience. So both the greatest soul in this world are completely egoless. They have everything, master of everything, but master of egolessness, we have to follow him. This was great inspiration for me. It used to motivate me all the time. So I kept a thought in my mind. Let me go higher and higher, but I will become egoless more and more, more and more. This is the beauty of our spirituality. Third thing, which I got from Avyakt only, that's a beautiful thing for all Brahmins, that whatever you have in your life, whatever you have achieved in your life, it's God's gift. God's gift to you. Accept it as God's gift, so you will become egoless. So we all Brahmin have to become completely egoless. When we become egoless, mutual class finish, our life will become, our mind becomes sweet, calm and quiet, and we enjoy this Brahmin life. If we are not egoless, it has been mentioned for an egoistic person, you must know it, an egoistic person never experience happiness and peace even in dreams. He will have bad dreams, so even his sleep will not give him enjoyment. An egoistic person considers himself to be very great, but in others' drashti, he is very common man, low category man. So we have to become egoless like our both father. Third quality. These are the qualities of deities and Brahmins both. Easy life. We all have to work on this. It's a big subject because life is a long journey. So we have to make everything easy. I would give you an example of a brother, BK brother, who is a Kumar and he is a lecturer. Two beautiful examples I can give you. One another brother, Kumar, he is a doctor in military. Both came to me last year. First I shared you the experience of that lecturer, Kumar. From his home, he had to go 1 hour on bike in his college. Again, at the end, he has to come back home 1 hour on bike. He had to cook his food in the morning and night. He was running a Gita Pathshala, a small center. He was busy with this. He had to take 5 periods in his college. So he came to me that he did not have time for self, for yoga. What to do? I would also remind you one thing, which is very subtle, and you should observe your life. You can check yourself many times every day. Baba has taught once, you become karma conscious, action conscious. You think, I have to do this, therefore I am very busy, I don't have time for self. Is it right? Right? No, yes, no? Same problem was there. He was action conscious. Oh, 2 hours I have to use every day in this traveling. 5 hours in college, 2 hours in cooking, 1 hour in running Gita Pathshala, then doing my own work, cleaning, bathing, all personal work. So I don't have time. I taught him. When you start, you can learn. When you start your bike, you start your journey every day for 1 hour. Make your mind like this, that I am lighthouse, mighthouse, angel. Now, in this 1 hour, I will spread light and might everywhere. Wherever my bike goes, light and might will spread out there. And sometime you can practice, I'm a shining soul sitting here. I'm an angel of light and might, purity and peace. I'm spreading vibrations. So you can enjoy your 2 hours every day. Make yourself easy, very light. Don't think that you have to do something in 2 hours. You are free. Was he not free? Tell me, answer. Was he not free for 2 hours every day? And he used those 2 hours this way and enjoyed his life. Second thing. I taught him, when you cook your food, you give time. Don't do rush, quick, I have to cook food, I have to clean my kitchen, I have to do this, and I have to eat fastly, forget it. You have to enjoy cooking and eating and cleaning. So that's 2 hours of your daily life. You can enjoy and make your life yogic life. Play some good songs, some good classes, talk to Baba, invoke him, 4 hours. Then, when you go to give class in a Gita Pathshala, stay for some time in self-respect. I'm a great soul. And these all Baba children are also great souls. Be in this feeling, do some good yoga, read Murali, and read in such a way, listen it carefully, read Murali in such a way so that you enjoy and all enjoy that Murali. Not just repeating the Murali, not just reading the Murali, not just finishing this work. Enjoyment. 1 hour, 5 hours. I taught him, when you go in class, Loki class, to give lecture there, to teach to the students, you can do 3 practices. As soon as you enter the class, enter in your class doing practice of one point of self-respect. Take 6 points for 6 days of your college time. That for 2 days I will practice, I am Master Almighty. For 2 days I will practice, I am a worshipworthy soul. For 2 days I will practice, I am a victorious jewel. For 2 days I will practice, I am ancestor soul. For 2 days I will practice, I am the master of all nature. Like this. One thought of self-respect for 1 day. So when you are entering class, be in the feeling of that. Second thing, when you go in the class, see all the students, there are 50 students, 60 students, see them in a one glance, see them, they are shining souls. They are good souls. They also belong to right religion. Second practice. And when you start teaching them, just for 10 seconds, connect yourself to Supreme and feel that His energy is coming down to you. He did. So, in 1 hour He did 2 times in 1 period. Thus, He became very good yogi within 3 months only. This is how to make life easy. Don't become action conscious. Become self-conscious. Become the consciousness what Baba has told me to do. Make your own plan. This is easy life. Enjoy your work. Enjoy your job. Enjoy your duty. Enjoy your driving. Enjoy your cooking. You can do enjoy everything. Life will become full of enjoyment. Are you agree to it? Yes? Or you became very silent introvert? I can see. Thus you can enjoy your whole life. Next quality, I would remind you on Baba's very good murli from which I learned these things about easy life. Baba gave one murli, I think in 1971, on easy life. And 5 lines he spoke about easy life. If you are easy, your sanskaras will also become easy. If you are easy, your problems will also become easy. If you are easy, your disease, sicknesses of the body will also become easy, finish easily. If you are easy, your yoga will become easy. If you are easy, your relationships, contacts will become easy. Where there is ego, there is no easiness in life. There is class. So divorces are taking place. Families are broken everywhere. They are breaking. You can see in whole world because of ego. I would give you just 1 line. Talk to yourself. My ego is important or my relationships are important. Which is more valuable, even in Brahmin family or in your Lokic family. Ego is not important, my sweet relations are important. So talk to yourself this way and make your life very easy. Next dharana for our life is love for all souls. All creatures, even dogs, cats, animals, snakes, for all. I know in foreign countries you love dogs and cats very much. It's good, no problem. But love for entire world, love for the souls of all religions, no hateful feeling, no hatred. Because we are great souls. Listen it very carefully. Our love and our good wishes for whole world will become their canopy of protection for them. Baba's words. You are ancestor souls. You are great souls of the world. Your love and your good wishes can give life to many souls in this world. Your love and good wishes can remove the tension from the mind of many, many souls in this world. Your good wishes can help them to remove their vices from their lives. So we have to give attention to love and good wishes for all. This is greatness of our life. This is the beauty of our life. Entire world is looking towards us. They need good vibrations from us. They are expecting pure vibration. Let pure vibrations come to them from us. So be aware of your responsibilities and do it. I would like to speak on purity also little bit, not very much. Then one another thing before I say something about purity to you. In order to become Madhyaji Bhava, to remain in the intoxication of future, we have to cleanse our intellect. Very subtle thing. Make it a project of your, for your life, that I have to cleanse my intellect. No rubbish into my intellect. Talk to yourself. My intellect is God's intellect now. I have surrendered my intellect, mind to Him. It's a divine intellect. He has returned that intellect to me and told me, now your intellect has become divine, it's godly intellect. It's not for rubbish, it's for God's blessing, it's for God's knowledge, it's for His purity, for His blessings. Talk to yourself this way. To keep your intellect safe from waste things. If you have jealousy, hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, waste thought in your mind, the divine intellect will become a dustbin. So we have not to make our divine intellect into a dustbin. Otherwise, bad smell will spread in our life, in our whole body. It will cause many diseases in our pure body, pure life. So in order to remain safe from disease, from psychiatric disease, we have to cleanse our intellect. You might have heard, I don't like to tell that thing to everyone, but I think it should be known to everyone. WHO, World Health Organization, had declared in August last year, that from 2020 onwards, depression will become a major problem in this world. And I think we all Brahmins, those who are under the canopy of protection of God, those who got divine light, godly power, pure thought, positive thoughts, they must remain safe. Their mind must be full of love, full of happiness, full of purity, full of might. Baba is guiding us every day for this. So in order to remain safe from psychiatric disease in life, be very light. For this, whatever happens in your life, do accept that. Important dharana. Sometime, things happen against our expectations, we get upset. We sometimes have doubt even in Baba, what Baba is doing for me. But because we know entire world drama, we know the philosophy of karmas, everyone is living in life with karmic account with self. So whatever happens to me in my life, I have to accept that. Prepare yourself, get ready to accept everything. Because now in future, nothing will happen according to our expectations. Everything will happen according to world drama plan or God's plan. So be very light. An important thing. I want to motivate you to you all for this one important thing. Every day in your life, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes evening or night, all have to give good vibrations to the world. Being an angel. I'm an angel of purity. I'm an angel of peace. I'm an angel of might. Feel that I'm in the sky. Or in subtle world, wherever you like, E.G. Or if you find it difficult, I'm an angel here on this earth. Receive Baba's might, vibrations, purity, and feel that they are going to whole world. You can do this way. Receive energy for 1 minute from Shiv Baba and spread it out for 10 seconds. Then receive for 1 minute, spread for 10 seconds. Receive for 1 minute. Spread for 10 seconds. So it will become like a game and enjoyment, and you will have good concentration, and the experience you will have, because millions and millions of souls will be benefited by this. So your life will become full of happiness, full of contentment, and important thing, note down please, life will become free from obstacles and problems. So everyone must spare 15 minutes, both time. Not necessary 4 o'clock in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock, evening 6, 7, 8, any time. But if you fix up a timing, this time I will give, so your mind will be pulled. And you will enjoy giving sakas. I hope this thing you will do. Purity. We have to make it our nature. Make it natural. Natural nature. Baba used this word. Make it your nature. It must become natural. Not a battle inside. Not a fighting inside. No fighting. Make it natural. For this, just one drill I want to teach you in beginning. Baba used to teach us very much. I am Brahmin. So create your angelic form in your left side. Your left side is this side. I am going to become angel like this. Make a picture of angel. I am this. I will become this. On your right side, make a picture of your divine future's form. I will become like this in future. And then you have to do one drill. I am soul here in forehead. Feel sometime, visualize for 1 minute to yourself. For yoga, it's important thing, visualization plus thinking. Both must go together. Not one. Visualize yourself, soul here, and think about self. I'm a great soul. I'm the jewel of forehead. I'm very pure. I'm full of peace. Then, I left this body here, and I'm going towards my angelic form. Give at least 5, 7, 10 seconds for this journey. Soul is going towards angelic form. Sit in the forehead of angel. I am this angel. In beginning you can just visualize from here. I am this angel. From each organ of my body, light and might is spreading out. Colorful rays are going out. Create such beautiful picture of your angelic form. Stay there for 10 seconds, 30 seconds. Give this feeling to yourself, I am an angel like this. Then from there, so left that angelic body, going to deity form. Enter deity form. Make again a beautiful picture of future. Create some thoughts about that. Be there for 10-20 seconds, then soul left that body and coming back in this life body. I'm here. Take 5 rounds in the morning, evening. Your yoga will become easy. Very important thing. This ups and downs in yoga, sometimes concentration, sometimes disturbance, it will finish. You can try now today when you are going to sit in meditation from 7 to 7.30 and you can enjoy this. Do this practice 5 times and then you can visualize Shiva Baba and can feel his energy is coming. Sometime you can go to him, feel that I am in soul world, experience the sweet silence of that home. Sometime receive energy, sometime only just visualize Shiva Baba in his divine form. So for purity, I would say just one simple thing to you, very simple. 5 times every day. Take water in the glass, give drashti, remember 5 times. I am a supremely pure soul. Or I am an angel of purity. Thought you like. So pure vibrations will go in the water. 7 times you have to do. Drink that. Specifically, in the morning as soon as you wake up and at night before going to sleep, drink such charged water. 3 times during your job and work. It will make your all sense organs cool. It will affect your whole body because more than 70% of water is here in our body. So this pure water will charge entire water of our body. And you can become free from many diseases and impurity of the body will also finish. So do it every day. We have to drink water every day. So charge water and have such good feeling. And second thing, just this point of self-respect. I am an angel of purity. Just, same 5 times, when you are going to charge your water, you can create this thought. So this way, experience of Madhyajibha will be becoming clear day by day. And you will feel what Baba used to say in Murli, heaven was yesterday only, tomorrow it is going to exist here. It is just the story of yesterday, tomorrow. Yesterday, today and tomorrow. So you will experience, oh really, we had been in golden age yesterday. Again, tomorrow we will go there. That will become our life. So by these practices, waste thoughts will finish forever. Very important thing. We all Brahmins have to become free from waste thoughts. We have to create thoughts of self-respect, thought of purity, thought of giving sakas to the world. Last word I will speak, last line. Our each and every thought generates energy. That energy goes to our brain, is spread in our whole body, create vibrations around us. So our thoughts are responsible either of a healthy life or sick life, either very powerful vibrations around us or weak vibrations. So if we create negative thoughts, waste thought, we supply weak energy, negative energy, dirty energy to our brain. It causes many problems in our life. So be careful. We have to supply, just as we are careful about our food, we must be careful about our thoughts. Enjoy your thoughts and make your life divine, happy, peaceful. Om Shanti. Now for 5 minutes, let us do powerful yoga. Go in soul world. Enjoy the peace of soul world. And feel that energy of Baba is coming down to me. I'm absorbing that. Then you will have to do half an hour yoga.